Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We broke a bombshell story last night that Hill staffers secretly worked on the Trump administration's immigration executive order. Rachel Bade, Josh Dossie, and I reported that several House Judiciary Committee aides helped craft the controversial directive without telling Republican leadership. While GOP leadership and rank-and-file members have said they weren't involved in crafting the measure, this pulls back the curtain on how some staffers aided Trump's transition team and consulted on the executive order.
Wow, what a wild story. It is pretty stunning that the Trump administration would go around the leadership of his own party to work with aides on policy, not to mention force them to sign non-disclosure agreements. And this is sure to ruffle some feathers on Capitol Hill, where loyalty to your boss above all else is a key mantra.
While Republicans are on edge, Democrats returned to Capitol Hill last night gleeful. Here's what they think. If Trump worked with Republican leaders on getting this immigration policy into law and forcing a vote instead of writing it in an executive order, it would have been a politically tough situation for many Democrats.
There's no shortage of news today with the fallout of Trump firing Acting Attorney General Sally Yates last night after she wouldn't enforce his immigration ban executive order. He is also set to announce his Supreme Court pick tonight at 8 p.m. Trump will receive the daily intel briefing this morning. He's also set to meet with Pharma, Ryan Priebus, and he will have lunch today with Rudy Giuliani. Sign up for Playbook at politico.com/playbook.